goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Denise, middle initial L, Moffitt, M like Mary, O, F like Frank, E, T like Tom. Date of birth, February 8th, 1952. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Moffitt, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. She had an increase from her usual creatinine level between 1.0 and 1.1 since October of 2020 until to 1.6 October 25th of 21. And at that time, her Hizar was discontinued, and she was complaining of swelling of the lower extremities. She was started on torsamide 20 milligram daily, which worked very well for the edema, and was kept off the Hizar. Her blood pressure had been low prior to that point, but it had been creeping up in the office, so she was just restarted on lisinopril. She had been on it for many years, and then had switched to Hizar, now back on it for blood pressure. And that is one daily. She's just been on that for a few days. She has had high blood pressure since she was 26 years old and actually was evaluated in Ann Arbor, but a primary cause was never found. It was considered secondary after a lot of testing and workup. She's had suffered from obesity all of her life and weighed as much as 285 pounds prior to her gastric bypass Roux-en-Y procedure in 2002. She was able to lose from 285 pounds down to 140 pounds, and she actually kept that off until about the last 3 years when she developed severe back pain and was unable to exercise, and the weight has gradually started creeping back. She is seeing a pain clinic locally and is going to have a spinal injection in her back next week, and she's very hopeful that that will help stop a lot of the pain and alleviate the need for pain medication. She has had chronic anemia following the Roux-en-Y procedure and most recently started on iron supplementation, and that has greatly improved her chronic anemia. She also suffers from restless leg syndrome and edema of the lower extremities, and that is improved with the torsamide. She denies headaches or dizziness, no history of TIAs or stroke, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of heart disease or congestive heart failure, no cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. She does have occasional heartburn without nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, although the stools are black at this point because of the iron pills that she's taking, the oral iron. And past medical history, she's had hypertension since age 26, anemia, low back pain, restless leg syndrome, edema of the lower extremities, degenerative joint disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, insomnia, and obesity. Past surgical history, she had a colonoscopy in 2018, an EGD in 2006, left hip surgery 2020, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass 2002. She's had a hysterectomy, left total knee replacement, and left shoulder rotator cuff repair. Social history, she's never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's a retired LPN, and she used to be a nurse's aide and worked with geriatric patients. She did a lot of lifting and while working. She's married and lives with her husband. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, asthma, colon cancer with metastasis, is what her father died of, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer, degenerative joint disease, and her mother has kidney disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, sulfa, and naproxen. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs since her Roux-en-Y bypass. She's on meds. Metoprolol is 100 milligram twice a day. Requip, 2 milligram twice a day. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Torsemide, 20 milligram daily. Vitamin D, 50,000 units once weekly. Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligram every 6 to 8 hours as needed for pain. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, just recently restarted. Adult multivitamin and iron tablets, 65 milligram once daily. Physical examination, height 64 inches, weight 202 pounds, temperature 97.8, pulse 84, respirations 12, blood pressure 132 over 98. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 6th of 2022. And the creatinine was 1.3, which is improved. Still not back to baseline, though, 1.1 to 1.0. Her electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.1. Albumin is 4.1. Phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin up to 13.1. Normal white count, normal platelets, vitamin D 25OH level is 25, 1025-21 was when the creatinine was 1.6, and urinalysis 1028-21, negative for protein, trace of blood. Creatinine 1.1, which has estimated GFR is 49. January 7th, 2021, hemoglobin A1C is 6.1, and hemoglobin was 10.8 at that time. And the patient also did have ultrasound arterial Dopplers of the lower extremities done 2/28 of 2020 because she had a purple calf and foot on the left side without any pain or injury. And that showed no hemodynamically significant lower extremity arterial stenosis. And we have an EKG that was done July 14th, 2020, which showed normal sinus rhythm. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level, but not back to baseline, and a long-standing, this is probably most likely secondary to long-standing history of hypertension. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ALMA. Since Roux and Y patients are very prone to kidney stones. So we'll look for any signs of kidney stones, any obstructive symptoms, size of kidneys, et cetera. We're going to have her repeat labs when she has the kidney ultrasound, which actually has been scheduled for February 17th. And then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. And she may not be able to tolerate the lisinopril. If the creatinine has increased, it may be worthwhile to switch to a different antihypertensive instead of lisinopril. But that can be determined after the labs are back also. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.